Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's right. It's Wednesday, July 10. Got it right on the first try, July 10, 2019. Good evening. How are you? Hope you had a great day. Hope your week is going awesomely, fantastically. And if not, you know what? That's on you. If it's not, it's on you. Because again, a lot of it has to deal with you and what you choose to do, what you feel you should be doing, as opposed to what you should actually be doing. So if you're not feeling good, things aren't going your way. It's on you. So remember that. Don't let it break your stride. Don't let it bring you down, because it's all on you. So just, you know, do away with that negativity. And we dive right in. It's Walking Leader Wednesday. I read from my good book, The Walking Leader. But guess what? We're going to read chapter 20, rule number 20, the last one in the book. That's right. Then we're going to move into my next book, Great to Follow. Yeah, there's more out there. I've got a lot out there. And so there's plenty of stuff to talk about. And so let's, you know what? Let's just dive right in. Okay, first off, the title of the chapter is Have Fun. The title of rule number 20 is to have fun. When I was laying all this out, I knew I wanted to have fun in there. And I knew I wanted it to end that way. I knew I wanted the book to end with have fun. I knew I wanted it to end on a high note. I want the book to end in a positive note. And folks, here's a spoiler for the next book. It's for the Great to Follow, chapter 20, rule number 20 is also have fun. And in the upcoming We the Team, the last one will also be have fun. Because again, if you're not having fun, what's the point? If you're not happy with what you're doing, what's the point? If you don't like the stuff you do, why are you doing it? Now, don't get me wrong. I understand there's going to be times we have to do what we have to do, whether we like it or not. But you know what? It doesn't have to be that way 100% of the time. Like I said at the top of the show, it all falls on you. What you want to do, how you want to live, how you want to be seen, how you want to be treated, what your expectations are of others, and what your expectations are of yourself. See how I threw that in there? You got to hold yourself accountable. But all of it has to do with you. It has to do with you as a human being, as a leader, as a follower, as someone on all sides, 360 degree, because you're a 360 degree kind of person. You're coming in from all angles. You have many job duties, many roles, many responsibilities in professional and personal life. And if you don't have all of that stuff squared away, then you know what? And notice, I'm giving you the knife hand, because again, I'm not one finger, because you know what they say, you know, they're all pointing back. No, they're all pointing at you, because it falls on you, you specifically. And I can't beat it into people's head enough. They fail to understand that they are responsible for their actions. They are, you know what? They're reaping what they sowed. See, you don't overnight grow a garden. The farmer doesn't plant the seeds and tomorrow morning, there it is. It takes time. So over time, you planted those seeds. And over time, you've been cultivating that ground. You've been feeding it negativity. You've been feeding it salt. Or you've been feeding it sugar. You've been feeding it fertilizer. You've just been feeding it crap. But guess what? Now is the time that you should be sitting back and realizing that, hey, here's all the good that I did, and why is it not coming back? Because those people with the crutches of, well, I'm entitled to it. Oh, it's expected of me. No, it's not. It all falls on you. And so that's why chapter 20, rule number 20 is all about having fun. If someone has to tell you to have fun and you're still not acting on it and you're still not doing something about it, then you personally have an issue. You personally have a problem, and you don't need me to tell you you have the issue, you have the problem. You need to just look in the mirror. And I know, and I keep referring to that over the past several streams here, live streams, I've talked about looking in the mirror, but have you done that? Have you honestly, truly done that? Can you look at yourself in the eye? Can you see yourself in the mirror and be comfortable with that person? Truly comfortable with that person? Or is it just a facade? So you see where I'm going? It's all about having fun. And if you're having fun, you don't have to put up a front. You're having a fun, and people will see that authentically and genuinely see that you're having fun. So take it for what it's worth. Let it strike you and let it hurt you, or let it motivate you, or let it inspire you to, you know what? Today I'm going to make a right turn. I'm not going to make a left turn. Today I'm going to choose positivity, not negativity. Today I'm going to actually, you know what? Do something good instead of something spiteful. Today I'm not going to drink the poison and hope the other person gets sick. No. No, it's not like that. That's not life. What life is what you make of it. What you make of it. What you make of it every single day, what you made of it in the past, what you're making of it today, and what you're going to make of it tomorrow. But it all falls on you. Nobody else. No one else. And again, having fun. So have fun. Nothing more needs to be said about this rule. However, if something does need to be said, then know this. If you're not having fun, then you're most certainly doing it wrong, or you're not doing it consistently. Worse still, you're not doing it at all. The solution is quite simple. It's time to start all over again. Folks, every single day the rent is due. Every single day the rent is due. And if you're not doing something about it every single day, then you're not being consistent. You're not doing it. And you're most definitely doing it wrong. So how do you start all over? Well, you go back to rule number one. Remember rule number one all those 20 weeks ago? Yeah, it's been that long. That's right, rule number one. Do it to everyone. Do it to everyone. That's right. And do it all the time. So don't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose. You can't front for this person and front for that person and then let your guard down for somebody else. Because those three personalities are going to catch up with you. They're going to bite you in the ass. However, if you are having fun now, then you're doing it right. But you can always do better. See rule number one. Start all over again. Of course, you can choose to stop at any time and restart at any time you want. There is no perfect duration to master any of the rules I talked about here. Heck, you might never master any of them, or you might master them all. Whether you do or do not, there is no set time limit to get from rule one to rule 20. And there is certainly no rule that says you have to follow the rules of the walking leader in the order you read them. I do hope that you have first read this book and then implement things like the Colonel John Boyd's OODA loop. I talked about the OODA loop before, and get yourself ready to take that first step out of your office and onto your organization's front lines. Once you decide to start, please use my handy dandy book here, the good book, The Walking Leader, as a guide that you can refer back to when things start to slip. But don't get lazy. Being lazy will make it difficult to get yourself back on track. Not only will you have to run the OODA loop on issues and conflicts, but you will have to use it as a tool to keep yourself in check. Now get out there and be the leader you know you can be. Best wishes and good luck. And this applies to everybody in any part of life. Again, as I mentioned, personal life, professional life, you just got to get up and get out there. There's nothing more to it. These are all common sense approach. But yet people refuse because it looks like work. People don't want to do work. Well, folks, that reap what you sow. Remember that when I talked about that earlier? If you give nothing, guess what? You get nothing. So there's nothing for free. Remember, it says don't get lazy. Do not get lazy. Don't stop. You have to continually keep growing. And folks, when you do that, when you stop growing, when you stop continuing, when you get lazy, that means you're not feeding it. You're not tending to that garden. You're not taking care of what you need to take care of yourself. And don't BS yourself into thinking, oh, well, I've got to spend money on myself. I've got to go on these cruises. I've got to go here. I've got to go there. No, it's about realizing who you are and taking care of yourself in the sense of learning, growing, teaching yourself something, learning something. And then you go from there. That's all there is. So get up off your ass, get to work, put in the work, learn something along the way, do something positive, get rid of the negativity. I know it's always going to be there, it's going to creep in, but you know what? If you fight it, consciously fight the negativity, and you bring yourself the positivity, then you can master rule number 20 of the walking leader. You can master having fun. But it, like I said, it all falls on you and your attitude, your commitment to yourself, your dedication, your commitment to your peers, your coworkers, your superiors, your job, your commitment to your family. And folks, that's the bottom line, because it all does work together. Have a good evening. I will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm going to talk about a little bit of what I touched on today tomorrow on Leadership Issues Thursday. So have a good evening. I will talk to you on Thursday.